Kirbos Agurvach, hope all is good. Today's daf is Nozer Daf Chav Vav. And we are here on Chav Hey on the base, two lines up. Amar Amar, if you remember, yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan had said that Mos Stumim, right, money that has not been designated yet, but it has been designated for the Korban of a Nazir, but it hasn't been specified what it's going to be used for. Right, there again, there are three Korbanos, right, there's a Chazis, a Shlomim, and an Ola. At the end of the Nazirus. So if you just separate money for that, so Rabbi Yochanan says, right, that is used for the Anadava, for the Korbanos that go, you know, Stam that go on the Mizbeach, for Ketz Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yochanan said, it's a halachal Moshe Mishinai. Rish Lakish had said, right, that it was a Din Darais, right, he had a Drasha, etc. Right, both of them are, right, from the Torah, but Rish Lakish had used the Drasha, and Rabbi Yochanan had said, it's halachal Moshe Mishinai. So Amar Mar, so then on Chaf Eim Abeis, right, Amar Mar, two lines up, halacha, he ben Nazir v'suleka, right, why did Rabbi Yochanan, so again, Rabbi Yochanan seems to say, well, the Gemara assumes Rabbi Yochanan to say that it's halachal Moshe Mishinai by Nazir. But what about other cases, right, where we see that you have money that is stumim, that is not set aside specifically for something? It's set aside for a purpose, but it's not specified what it's supposed to be used for. And we see that also you can use it for nedava. By the time we learn nebraisa, usher chay be kinim shabatora shefrishu mos the kinehem, and other types of kinim. Now, what is a kinim? Again, a kan or a cane or a kinim, right, is a pair of birds that is brought by certain. Excuse me, there's certain types of people, the Metzora, a woman who gives birth, etc. There are a couple others, a Zav and a Zav, right, have to bring the Korban Ola B'Yored, which means that it's a Korban that whatever you bring depends on how rich you are. So a couple of birds would be for a poor person, right? Let's say, for example, there would be a Chatas and an Ola, and there'd be two birds for that. So you take a Kan, you take a Cain, or you take a pair of birds, right? So those, meaning that the Torah says you have to bring a pair of birds. If Rishu Mos the Kineim, if you set aside, if you specify, right, you set aside money for that group, and then if the Mefarish kind of Iker is almost like Chosrim and Sefer a little bit, what happens is that Achkach Heshiru, and then it becomes wealthy. Right, that's the guy they said, the guy who's a Metzora, right? Again, obviously he sets aside money for his Korbanos at the end of his Tzaras, and then in the middle, right, he has some sort of business windfall and he makes money. So now he doesn't have to bring birds anymore, right? Then, so what does he do? I mean, now he brings animals, right? So what does he do? So Ratzel l'havi ben chatas behima yavi, olas behima yavi. Right, it doesn't matter. He can bring whatever he wants. Right, if he wants to use the money for an animal, for a chatas, he can. If he wants to bring it for an ola, he can. Mace, and here's what we're trying to learn out, have a high little mo stumim, so then yiplu l'nadava. But if he died, and then he had set aside this money, then it can be given to the nedava, right? Even though, right, again, we said before that the reason why you wouldn't think that's true is because usually a chatas is not able. We don't do that with a chatas. So even though there is a chatas involved here, right? So we still say that if the guy died and the money wasn't designated specifically, so that money goes to the nedava, right? For the ketzem mizbeach. And for the other korbanos, etc. So the question is, right? Why did Rabbi Yochanan say it's only by Nazir? Here you have another case, right? By a guy is a Masorah or you know, etc. Zav Zava. If this happens, so then that money would also go for the Nadava. So the Gemara says, Tana Nazir v'chayvi kinim the damulei. Right. So the Gemara says, yeah, ein chinami. What we meant to talk about was anything that's similar to a Nazir. What's similar to a Nazir? This is a case of similar to the Nazir. How is this Bechlal similar to a Nazir? So if you look at Tosos over here, right, Tani Nazir, right, Yesh Mefarshim, the halacha kach nishnis, what's the halacha? Nazir called Damila. Can you tell me about my Damila Nazir? What's the similarity between this case and a Nazir, who, aside from the fact that they both have money that was not specified for a specific korban? The similarity is that you have one thing that you bring two korbanos, right? A Nazir brings three, but okay, with Seder, but over here, right, someone is Metzora, he brings two korbanos, an Achadus and an Ola, and you add a Shlomim to the Nazir, but here, it's for one item, and you're bringing two korbanos, so those are similar. So that's similarity over here, and that's what it was excluding. Ulafuka imehadetanya, and to exclude, right, the following. Now, the Tosafot already points out that it's not coming to argue, right, on Rabbi Yochanan, but just Rabbi Yochanan Shita, right, excludes the following case, meaning that we're supposed to say Nazir and everything that's similar, and not this, right? Because the Braisa says Misha Haya Chuyev Chatos V'Amar Hare Alai Ola. My guy already had a previous Chatos obligation, right? He had to bring a Chatos already, and then he says, you know what? I'm also going to bring an Ola, which he's, you know, well and within his rights to do. You can bring those whenever you want. Then V'Hifrish Mos, and then he sets aside money. V'Amar Hare Ilu Chovasi, and he says that this money is for my obligation. Well, he has two. So what is that for? So Ratzel Hevi Bimchatas Behema Lo Yavi, Olas Behema Lo Yavi. Right, the halacha is he's not allowed, right, to use it for an animal, for a behema. Again, he has, I mean, he can't say, I mean, that money is, you can't use money for a different scenario, right, for a different korban. We assume that that's already designated, right, for the chatos, right, to use it for the ola, right, is gonna be a problem. Right, and if you meant for both, so that's gonna be a mixture of chatos and ola. Right, you can never know, right, if it was for the ola and then use it for the chatos, right? I mean, manushak, you're not gonna know if it's for which obligation it is. Meaning, in the case of Nazir, so he has a chiyuv, right? We know he has to bring two korbanos, but it's one chiyuv. Here he has two chiyuvim. So which is it for? So that we say he can't use for either one. And mace, and if he dies, so hayolo mos stumim yechul yamal melech. And if he died, right, then this he has mos stumim, this money that was, again, not designated for either one, but he had two obligations, and the money was for one of them, so then yechul yamal melech. Then you have to throw the money out. That's because there's some sort of, you include some sort of chiyuv for korban chatos here. Right, and the ola is completely different. It's not shaykh. Right, so it must have some sort of chatos there whatsoever. You can never determine what it's for, and then you have to get rid of it, and you can't use that money. Okay, fine. Ravashi. Okay, now Ravashi switches gears already, and we've been defining stumim and mefurashim as specifically designated for a specific korban. So Ravashi, expands that for a little bit. Ravashi, hadamata mefurashim, right? Low, is that double low? How the Amar Mufurashin? Yeah, sorry. How the Amar Mufurashin low? Meaning that's what you said, that the Mufurashin, the things that are specified, you're not allowed to use for a different korban. So low tema, the Amar Eilu Chatasi, Veilu Lo, Lasi Veilu Lishlami. It's not only in the case where a guy said, this is for my specific korban. Ella, but even, Afilu Amar, even if he said, Eilu Chatasi, Lasi Lishlami. Right, even if the guy said this is for my korban, that's considered to be mufurashin. Even if he doesn't say, right, specifically which korban, if he mentions all the korbanos instead of saying this is for my korban nazir, right? If he specifies the korbanos, Ravashi holds that's considered mufurashin. That's no longer considered stumim. Vigadami, some people say Amar Ravashi lo tem ad amar elu chatazi olasi l'shlami, and some people say no, not exactly. Right, that it was different. Meaning, don't say that if he has to say those three. Ela filu amar elu chovasi are in kumuf for Russian. Not only does he have to mention, not only if he mentions the korban are there for Russian, but even if he says that these are for my chova, that's already considered to be mufurashin. That's good enough. Meaning that's no longer stumim. Okay, fine. Amar Rav Rava says the following: How do Amar Mo Stumim Yiblu Nedava? Right, Im Nefla De Mechadas Menem Harayim Kumu for Russian. Rava says that if, right, he said that money that was Stumim was for, and right, we say that goes to the Nedava. If you separate out the money for the Chatos, so then, right, then they are for Russian. Right, then they are obviously designated specifically for the Ola, right, and the Shlomit. Again, right, the Lachem Moshe Sinai points out over here that the Lachem Moshe Sinai, right, that's only for the Chatos. Once the Chatos is taken out of it, so then we don't say that it goes to the Nadava, then it is no longer, right, Stumim, and it's Mufurashin for the other two Korbanos. Tani Kavazi the Rava. Rava, we have a Brisa that says, like Rava, to Elu Lachatosi Vashara the Shar Nizirosi. If a guy says, this money, this $100 is for my Chatos, and the rest of these other money is for my other korbanos, and Iker Chosim and Sefer again, and the guy died, so Demei Chatos Yelchul Yamal Melech, so the money, the $100 that goes for the Chatos, that, right, you throw that out, you can't use that, right, that's what we learned. V'ashar Yavi Chetzi L'Olu V'Chetzi L'Shalom, and the other things, you split it, right, if you had $200, you spend $100 on an Olu, $100 on a Shalom. U'mo'alin B'Kulan, V'Mo'alin B'Mitzos. and you're going to do, if you use all of the money, right, so then you're going to be chayav from Me'ilah, but if you use some of it, right, so then you are not. Why? Because we assume, right, that all of it, right, there is some sort of chazas included in it, right, there's some sort of, not the chazas, I'm sorry, the chazas on the side, but we assume that the money for the ola, right, is chayav for Me'ilah, right, money for Shlomim is not. So again, because we assume that, right, that you definitely used some of the money for the ola, right, if you used all of it, but if you used half of it, so you could just say that you used the money for the shlamim, you're not going to be chayav for me'ilah. Again, me'ilah is using money that is designated for certain korbanos. Okay, if the guy said if the guy didn't split with the chatas and all the other korbanos, but he split differently, he said this money is for my ola. The rest of it is for the other korbanos. So then, demay ola yovi ola. Again, then he dies, so you can't, you know, you doesn't need to bring the korbanos. So the money for the ola you bring is an ola, because you can do that right on your own. That can be brought as an adava. Umol and maham, and the rest of the money you're moel with, because you have that's about the money for the ola. You would be, obviously, as we said before, there's meila for korban ola. Fashar yivlu nadava. The rest of it should be given to the korbanos, or as we said, as we do with the chatas. Umolan bekulan, and if you use all of it again, right, then in memarushach you used some of the chatas money, so then you're going to be chay from meila. Veimolan bemiksasan, but you're not going to. If you use some of the money, so then we're going to say that you used the shlomim money and not the chatas money. Fine. Okay. Now. Amar of Huna Amarav, Lo Shanu Elamos. Right, all of this, right, all this whole discussion we had the last couple of days, that's only for money. Avo Behema, but if the guy said, this is my animal, is going to be from my Nazirus. Right, sorry, Rei, Kamufureshes, that's already Mufureshes. And then if the Nazir dies, right, then obviously then the guy dies, and we don't resell the animal, etc. Now, Amar of Nachman, Rav Nachman says that Ha de Amri Behema, Harei Mufureshes, Lo Shanu El Tamima. And that's only if the animal is a Tamima, right, which is not able to be sold, we assume, because an animal that is a Tamim, right, that's, you're not going to be, you have to wait until it gets a mum. So no one's going to buy that animal, Pashtas. And it's not so. We're looking over here for things that are easily bought and sold, as we'll see in a second. So if the animal does not have a mum, if it's a tamim, so it's good for. I mean, it needs to have a mum for you to be able to use it. So therefore, it's not going to be, you know, readily bought on the market. But avo ba'alas mum, right? Sorry, he kastumas. But a mum is that's already considered to be tradable items that people will buy easily, and you don't have to worry about. You know, turning that into cash, that's considered to be sosum, stuma, that's considered to be that it can be money. Aval niska, but if it's a piece of a bar of silver, so then lo, then that's not true, because again, that's not, you don't readily find a buyer. From Nachman bar Yitzchak amar afilu naska, he says, or niska naska, I'm not sure. Nachman bar Yitzchak says that is, you can turn that into money. Aval savar shel koros lo, but a staff building some beams for building, right, that is already something that is, you know, too specific, and it won't necessarily be able to be turned into money very easily. Okay, we're going to continue this discussion on to tomorrow, but we'll stop here. I'll go right there and Hei L'Gashas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.